And of course, the Republicans are closely watching the upcoming primaries and caucuses as well, ahead of a debate this Thursday in North Charleston, South Carolina. Rand Paul has already said he won't sit at the kiddie table, the second-tier debate. Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are battling at the top of the polls. Still more than a dozen other candidates are campaigning. In Iowa, Cruz has captured a lot of momentum. In New Hampshire, some political analysts say the race is now for second, who finishes closest to Trump. From here and out, contributor WBUR, Anthony Brooks reports.
In New Hampshire these days, the candidates are getting busier, often racing to multiple campaign events in a single day, and the crowds are getting bigger.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to introduce you to Marco Rubio, the next president of the United States.
Among the themes of his campaign is his relative youth. The 42-year-old Republican promises to represent a younger generation of Americans and to give the likely Democratic candidate a run for her money.
That's why this election is so critical. That's why we can't afford to elect Hillary Clinton. By the way, she's increasingly attacking me. I know why. She doesn't want to run against me. But I cannot wait to run against her.
It might be good politics to exude such confidence and assume the mantle of the frontrunner. But in fact, while Rubio has been attracting hefty crowds and a lot of buzz, he has yet to break out of a pack of five Republicans in New Hampshire, including Governors Chris Christie and John Kasich, former Governor Jeb Bush, and fellow Senator Ted Cruz, who are all running well behind Donald Trump.
Leading everywhere. We're leading everywhere. So that's good. When people say, why do you always talk about the polls? I say, because I'm winning, okay? Believe me, if I'm not winning, I don't talk about them.
Hundreds of supporters lined up outside in the frigid temperatures for a chance to see Trump on the day President Obama announced a series of executive orders aimed at curbing gun violence.
They're not going to take your guns away, folks. They're not going to take your guns away. Not going to do it. They're trying.
Trump's support in New Hampshire has really been incredibly steady over the last 3 months.
This is Tom Jensen, director of public policy polling, who just completed a survey of likely primary voters in New Hampshire. It found Trump the choice of 29%, which is about where he's been since the early fall. Then comes Rubio at 15%, with Christie, Kasich, Bush, and Cruz clustered a few points behind him. But what's interesting about the poll is that it found that in individual matchups against Trump, his competitors do much better. Again, here's Tom Jensen.
When you poll Trump head-to-head against Rubio, Cruz, and Bush, he trails Rubio by 12 points, he trails Cruz by 7 points, and he only leads Bush by 1 point at 46-45. So what you're seeing is that if the field gets smaller, any candidate who dropped out, their supporters would almost across the board go to a candidate other than Trump.
So the poll makes clear just how much Trump is benefiting from a large field of competitors who are cannibalizing each other and pushing him to the top. And that dynamic might well carry him to victory in New Hampshire. According to Gordon Humphrey, a former U.S. senator from the Granite State who's supporting Ohio Governor John Kasich.
I think, honestly, that Trump has such a head of steam going here that it's probably going to carry him through New Hampshire at least, but he'll get slowed down farther out there. So what I'm saying is that the real winner in New Hampshire will be whoever comes in second, and whoever comes in third is likewise going to have a good head of steam going out of here into South Carolina and the South and then the Midwest.
So would second place or even third place be good enough in New Hampshire? If so, it's not something the candidates want to acknowledge. Here's Marco Rubio in Nashua.
Well, we're going to continue to work hard and convince voters every day. And we feel really good about what that's going to mean here in a few weeks when the votes start to count.
But is this a race for second place? Is this a race for second place in New Hampshire?
I'm running to do as well as possible everywhere we get involved. I don't know what that means when you say running for second place. We want to get as many votes as we can, and we'll see where that leads us.
In fact, it's well known that many New Hampshire voters make up their minds in the final days, so this race is hardly settled. But it's also a fact that the candidates who are not named Trump are having trouble escaping his shadow. Listen to this question, which Tom Emanuel, a selectman from Laconia, posed to Jeb Bush at a town meeting in Meredith Wednesday night.
I'm leaning towards Donald Trump, and I was wondering why you think he's a jerk.
Let's see how much time we have.
Before he answered, Bush wanted to say some nice things about Trump, so he gave him credit for his success and for his ability to challenge political correctness. But then he got serious.
Do you want a president that disparages women, Muslims of all kinds, people with disabilities, Hispanics? I mean, we're getting down to about 90% of all people here. I mean, at what point do we say enough of this?
Bush has been reluctant to even acknowledge Trump on the campaign trail, but not this week. After that exchange, Bush asked Emanuel for his vote, because that's what this process is all about. The Laconia selectman says he's still supporting Trump, but he also says with almost a month to go, it's a long race, and that could change.